AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump ordered the U.S. military to, quote, shoot and kill small Iranian boats that deploy mines to choke traffic through the Strait of Hormuz. His post on social media yesterday came shortly after the U.S. military seized another tanker linked to the smuggling of Iranian oil in the Indian Ocean. The move ratcheted up a standoff with Tehran over the strait, through which 20% of all crude oil and natural gas traded passes. Meanwhile, the Panama Canal Authority says some businesses are paying as much as $4 million to move boats through the canal, with the Strait of Hormuz effectively closed. While most ships transit at a flat rate via reservations, companies without one can pay an additional fee in an auction for slots, which are awarded to the highest bidder rather than waiting for days off of the coast of Panama City. A U.S. soldier has been charged with using classified intel to win a $400,000 polymarket bet on the Maduro raid. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
Federal prosecutors allege a U.S. Special Forces soldier involved in the planning and execution of the military operation to capture Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro used that knowledge to win more than $400,000 in an online betting market. The indictment says the soldier was promoted to the rank of Master Sergeant in 2023, the second highest enlisted rank in the Army. He's been charged with unlawful use of confidential government information for personal gain, theft of non-public government information, commodities fraud, wire fraud, and making an unlawful monetary transaction. He could face years in prison. Ben Thomas, Washington.
World shares were mostly lower, while oil prices pushed higher. U.S. futures also wavered after Wall Street pulled back from its all-time highs. This is AP News. A tornado tore through areas of Oklahoma, damaging homes and shutting down roads.
A powerful tornado in Oklahoma ripped roofs off buildings, knocked down power poles, and sent emergency crews rushing into a rural community near Vance Air Force Base.
Look at that. It's a satellite tornado. Good night.
Video provided by KWTV. KOTV shows multiple occurrences across a field.
Ground going through the wind farm out here,
destroying buildings in its path.
Beast in the trees.
As debris flew through the air.
It's right there.
The confirmed tornado moved across parts of Enid, a city of about 50,000 people. While there were no immediate reports of fatalities, police say there had been early reports of people trapped in homes and extensive damage. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.